It's 9:41. If you were out of town for the big holiday weekend, it probably seemed like it took forever to get back home last night, and it pretty much did. Joining us live this morning is Jim Battelese, who's director of WTOP's traffic and weather operations. You've seen a lot of backups over the years. Looking at 95 in Virginia or 50 coming back from the beach in Maryland, how do these compare to years past?
I mean, I've been doing this traffic now for over 30 years, and it was probably one of the worst days I've ever seen yesterday. And it was bizarre. It was, I was just telling you guys, growing up, my parents had a house down the shore, so we would always gauge, depending on the weather, with the best time to leave. Yesterday, you couldn't do that. We started getting traffic at 10 o'clock in the morning coming back from the beach, and it did not ease up until after midnight last night. So, I mean, the only thing I could tell you guys is if you've got a place down the shore, if you can stay overnight Sunday night, come back Monday morning, leave 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, go right to work from there, that would be your best bet. But yesterday was horrible.
All right, well, the beach is one thing because folks wanted to get every last minute out of their vacation. They thought the hurricane might mess up their plans. They might not have even gotten there till late Saturday. What about what happened in Virginia, 30-mile backup 95 northbound there?
Oh, my God. It was actually, when I was just talking to Dave Dildine, it was actually worse than that. It was pretty much solid from Richmond all the way up to Quantico, which is about 60 miles of stop-and-go traffic. And I've corresponded with some of our listeners and have given them some secret shortcuts, which I'll share with you guys now. If you're coming up from Richmond, Williamsburg, even from Fredericksburg down there, the best thing to do is to avoid 95. Head west. Take 64 if you can, or 17 or Route 3 west, and come up either Route 15, Route 29, Route 522. Take that north up to 66 and then come in that way. Speed, I mean, you're not doing highway speeds. You're doing 45, 50 miles an hour, but at least you're not sitting in traffic the whole way. And you can actually stop and get something to eat on the way if you want. You're going through towns. It's very scenic, but you're not sitting in traffic.
But there is no free lunch. I mean, on big holiday weekends like this, you're going to have some company on the road, no matter how you and where you go.
You really are. The best thing to do, I tell this to everybody, is make sure you have a couple different ways to go before you leave. So you know, if your main route, 95, is backed up, you can quickly jump off. And I will warn you now, Route 1 is really not a good option for 95. It really, because that's where everybody goes once 95 gets backed up. So I'd say check out some other routes. Route 15, Route 29 is always a good bet. You can cut up 15 to 29 and come up through Manassas that way. That would be the best thing to do. But yesterday was terrible.
All right. Jim Battelese, our director of traffic and weather operations. We'll talk to you again next year It's just as bad.
See you Labor Day.
All the folks who stayed home are saying, we made the right call.
Yeah, really.
It's 9:44.